Blog Talk Radio.
And good day, everyone. And today is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how many people are celebrating today's festivities with St. Patrick's, but it's a good day to be able to bring out some of the bits of information about fairies and orbs and things like that, just to keep it on a light note, to, at least to start with. So today is March the 17th, of course, and 2024. We have so much going on this plane of 3D as we traverse from 3D to 5D for many of us, and most of us don't even really concentrate. Well, I don't want to say that, but I'll speak for myself, concentrate on what is happening out there. Most of it is really going within and being at a higher frequency or vibration. So anyway, so let's go ahead and bring Zaria through. I know that she has a couple of messages that she wants to be able to share with us. And thank you all for being here. And we all wish you a beautiful, wonderful, joyous day. And perhaps maybe before I bring Zaria in, I should make a couple of announcements. I know a lot of people have been asking about replays for our show, The Inner Earth, with the Inner Earth Travelers of Adrian and Leo, of which we will have again this coming Thursday. We'll keep it every other Thursday. And also, in regards to healings from coming or consultations with Jora, we will make it, you can have a healing Monday to Fridays only, and we will keep our Saturdays and days basically for us. So no healings on either one of those days, although we do have, like today, we'll have our calls. So anyway, if you wish to have a consultation or healing with Jora, you can just text me your full name. So don't say my name is Cindy when there are a bunch of Cindys. Don't tell me that your name is Susie or Susan, there's many Susans, et cetera, et cetera. So full name and, again, your number and what country you're from and or your time zone, so that we know where, how and when we can be able to contact with you. We will contact each other probably through texting, just so it makes it easier. And I think that's it for now, unless I think of something else. I'll bring that up when that comes up. So anyways, we also look forward to a little bit of information coming from Jora and Q&A. We will also spend at least 20 to 30 minutes talking with Dr. Tom regarding the RV. So he and I will be discussing that further with all of you starting in a short while. So if you have any questions for him or myself, you know, go ahead and raise your hand at that time. Q&A for Jora will be after all of this. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and get started with our show. And here is Zaria. Hi, Zaria. Good morning or good day. How are you?
How is everyone doing today? I hope
hey, Zaria, I need for you to be a little clearer. You're not as clear on your...
Not as clear.
Huh? There is. Okay, that's better.
Okay. I said hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. And I'm quite sure you are, wherever you're at. I do would like to mention, as I was cruising YouTube, I found a narration of the Smoky God, and it's being read by Jay Sams, and the location is called Libri Box. I guess it's some kind of a audio thing. anyway, by Willis George Emerson, it's a smoky god. It's talking about Willis George Emerson and his father that took a trip into Hollow Earth way back in the 1800s. So
okay.
you might want to check that book out and read it, have it, listen to it as it's being read, and we'll definitely feed your appetite for knowledge even more. Anyway, I'm going to be reading from the Diane Robinson and two segments. The first one is your inner internal light. We are combining our light into one mighty beacon, sending it through the crust to your surface population, where it is received in your hearts. Our life inside the earth is always warm, sunny, and peaceful, and our spirits are always dancing with the light of God inside. The internal reflection of the light of God is what illuminates our minds and bodies and forms a halo or glow of light around us, emanating from within. You too can externally reflect your inner internal light. Just concentrate on your electronic current of light energy running through your spine and magnify it through you. Know that this current connects you to the great central sun, instantly electrifying you with the great light of a thousand suns. Just see it, feel it, and know it. You are a mighty sun. The light alone can power all the appliances and the electrical generators on Earth. This is how powerful you all are. And once you all come into your knowing and discovery of yourself, you won't need to pay electric or heating bills, for you will provide your own internal heat and your own light, so that the elements around you adapt to your vibrational flow and raise up all life within your energy field. This is true mastership. This is the true you. So focus only on the light and love within you, and slowly and gradually you will raise your frequency to our sweet earth into a rising ascension tide, which cannot be stopped, but will only gain momentum and velocity, and like a mighty ocean wave, will crash on the beaches of the fifth density, spilling you all onto its shores. I am Mikos, part of the ocean tide that is showing you with our wave of love from below. This next segment is about quickening your soul. It is I, Mikos, talking to you from my hidden chamber beneath the earth, where I dwell in light of God, and where all lives in love and peace. Our journey here is almost over as the light descends upon you. Beyond you, our surface brothers and sisters, gradually bringing you up to our frequency. When your light quota reaches our frequency in intensity, we shall all instantaneously merge into one great light, from above and from and below. It is at this at that instant that you will see us as we emerge from our hidden homes underground. We are ready for this. It is the quickening you've all been waiting for, and that Yeshua talked about. It is the quickening of your souls to the light, to quickly integrate the light into your very own selves so that you shine as a beacon on earth. All life everywhere in the universe of Alpha and Omega is waiting for this quickening to occur. It occurs by opening your heart flame to all life on earth, especially those within your own relationships. As this light expands in you, it lights those you are connected to. It leaps as a hot ember from yourselves and to others in your proximity, thus igniting their cells simultaneously and expanding their light. It is as if you were all standing in one gigantic bonfire of light and watching the flames as they flow into you and then out to everyone you come in contact with, including Terra Christa. It is a gigantic bonfire of life, and you are throwing off sparks in all directions, just like fireworks. Only these sparks catch and hold and integrate and expand, quickening the soul who is receptive of it. Earth is creating quite a stirring in the universe for all time. All of Earth will be ascending, igniting the domino effect, which will catapult this whole galaxy into the higher densities in its glory of God rejoicing. It is the stars exploding. It is your heart expanding into the one heart of creation. That's our message to you from the Hollow Earth book from Diane Robbins. It's her channeling that she received from the Hollow Earth people. And her website is www.DianeRobbins.com. And I order her books directly from her, because when you do, you know, she's very grateful for you to be doing that with her. And, she does have some other books, too. I'm going to give you the names of, too, so you can go ahead.
Jerea, I think they can just go to her website and find all the names of the other books that she has.
Yes,
why don't we go ahead and also mention, you know, the headbands, actually, you know, for those that had listened to the Zoom call that we had with Adrian and Leo, and Zora had asked Leo, you know, what was the guardian who that was bringing, you know, that group, Leo's dad and others to Inner Earth. He apparently had a headband on, and I think that you know it connects with the headbands that you brought to the planet on the surface to wear, because they're all Lemurian, and not everyone, but it's a very, very powerful headband. So again, you know, tell them a little bit about it, and then how they can go ahead and you know, purchase that from Christine White.
You just told them.
Well, tell them a little bit more about the headbands and how they work here, if you will.
All right. The headband is a transceiver as well as receiver. The headband, when you put the headband on, it opens up your third eye, and it keeps it open. And as long as you wear it. And, of course, it helps you to focus better. It helps you to see things that you wouldn't normally see in your vision, especially when it comes to seeing elusive airships in the sky. You can even see ships that are cloaked by wearing the band. If you're sensitive to the headband, understand the headbands that are being created by Christine Light. She takes your name, and then she goes into a selection of crystals to find just the right crystal for you, and then she adheres that to the headband that you have ordered, along with a silver disc. If you prefer to have a gold disc, of course, you would have to supply that. But understand that gold is a higher frequency, and gold is going to make the band even more powerful. So those of you who can afford to have a gold headband, and of course, that's up to you. You can order the headband from her, and you can replace the silver disc with a gold disc if you so desire. I think they sell for $149.95. Isn't that the correct price, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, $149.95. And go to www.christinehelpingtorise.com. Helping the number 2, rise.com. And you can order directly from her site. If you wish to contact her through email, then
I think
that would be
go ahead.
Helping to rise at proton.mail, I think, isn't it?
Helping the number 2 rise at protonmail.com.
Protonmail.com, right. And that way you can order directly from her the headbands. And once you receive them, walk out into the sunlight, raise your head toward the sun, close your eyes, and let the sun's rays, the light from the sun, energize your headband, because it's just an initial charging when you do that. Understand, they said, well, how does it work? It works because once it's assembled with the components of the copper, the crystal, and the disc, at that moment, it automatically goes into operation. So when you put it on your head and you connect with its frequency, that's when things start to happen. Now, people who are sensitive to the vibration of the headband, people that are even ones that aren't quite connected with the frequency, you can't help but feel the energy emanating from the headband. People who say they don't feel anything is because they're not awake and they're not accepting of the reality of the power that is emanating from the crystal, from the headband. I do not understand how people can say they feel nothing. The only reason they couldn't feel nothing is because they're not sensitive to energy. But believe me, it does work, and it helps in healing your body. It helps in uplifting your vibration and your frequency. But believe me, when you put that headband on, you'll know the difference almost immediately.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Zareya. I think that was very helpful for people, especially since we have new people that come and go. All right, everyone. So let's go ahead and see. Oh, my goodness. It's already, we have 10
time
minutes.
For you-know-who.
Well, no, not quite. Can we bring your father through for, you know, like maybe 15 minutes, and then I'll go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in?
You want to talk to my mother?
No, I want to talk to your father.
I know you want to talk to my father. So yeah, of course I will bring my father
right.
through.
Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, for everyone, if you're new again, if you're new, what happens with Zareya is Zareya, because she is a being from Hollow Earth, she's able to transmit information from Zora, you know, sometimes when she speaks, but otherwise when we have Zora on our calls, Zareya actually leaves her body. So the body remains here and Zora takes over Zareya's body. So now I think we have Zora right here with us. Hi, Zora.
Indeed.
How are
Indeed,
you doing today?
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
Always wonderful to hear your voice, Zora. You have a very powerful
Indeed.
Voice. So before we get started, how about we do a 5-4-3-2-8, if you will? Do us the honor of doing a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone. Especially especially if you have your headband, it'll be more. You'll feel the energy even much more.
Indeed so.
Okay, so let's try
but
that one more time.
But I understand people who are out there who have what you call your headband has hanging on a nail in a closet is not going to do you any good. And so you need to take it off the nail and put it on your head. Take it out of your safe and put it on your head. Take it out of its hiding place and put it on your head. It does you no good if you just have it hanging on a nail on the wall.
Okay. All right. Shall we do it one more time, Zora?
5-4-3-2-1, receive immense energy, immense love and compassion that I am sending to you right now. All of
5-4-3-2-1, we receive beautiful love energies and healing from you, Zora. Thank you, and we know it.
Indeed.
If you're very
if
sensitive, you will have
you,
felt that.
If we did not love you, our people of the surface, if we did not love you, we would not have sinned, we would not have sent Zareya or Soraya. We would not have done that. We would have let you go on with your vices and your menial understanding of life. But it was time that we brought forth the love and compassion that we are made of in Hollow Earth. We all are very concerned for your existence, for your ascension that is fast approaching you. Many of you have ascended already, and many more will ascend going forward. But understand, what you term death is not death. It is a step into ascension. When you leave this vessel that you're in, that you're residing in, you continue on to a higher plane of existence, which we call the fifth density. understand the fifth density, much higher than third, and not as high as 12. But understand, when you reach fifth density, that's the doorway that allows you to go much higher in density. At that point, you will understand everything. You will know everything. You will be able to pass through walls without thinking about it. You would be able to pass through solid rock without thinking about it because of your density. Once it reaches the fifth density, you are all. You will know everything that you need to know. You will know that you are gods and goddesses. You will know that you are healers. Every single one of you are healers, whether you wish to accept it or not. You are, because that's the way you were born. Understand, even in your scriptures, your Dead Sea Scrolls, they term it, historical documents that your Bibles are based on, it says, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. Now, what does that tell you when you hear those words? It should tell you that you know that you are gods and goddesses, that you are already much higher than third density within your own God mind. Now, understand, the God mind is what you term as the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is your God mind or goddess mind, but it is lying dormant, not being used, because you have been so indoctrinated and so programmed through so-called higher education, so-called governmental control, that you feel that you are limited beings, and believe me, you're not. You have no limitations at all, except the ones you place upon yourself. Understand,
thank
beloved
you.
Gods and goddesses, you need to know that you are the most powerful beings on Terra Christa. More powerful than any government. More powerful than any powers that want to be. You have more power in your little finger than they have in their entire body. But understand, everyone is a god or a goddess. Regardless if they're in the government, regardless if they're in the ones that are the powers that want to be, they're gods and goddesses too, but they don't know it. But you, my beloveds, know it, because you're being told right now the reality of who and what you are. Understand, you have the power within you to shape the world into the way you want it to be. You have that ability within you. We gave you that ability when you were created. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. What does that tell you? Those of you who are listening, it's telling you that you're gods. It's telling you that you're goddesses, depending upon your sexual orientation. Understand, all of you have the power to heal. You don't need me to heal you. You need yourselves. You need to open up to yourselves and accept the power that you are. Believe me, you have the same abilities that we have. All right. Anyway, I said enough for the moment, for this particular moment. So I will pass it back to Quasar, who will continue with the call.
I appreciate that. Yes, I am here. Zora, can you hear me?
Of course I can.
All right, very good. Well, back to this reality on this plane, I do have, we have a few questions for after Dr. Tom speaks, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him through now. So change gears a little bit, everyone, because I know everyone is going to want to be able to hear Dr. Tom and myself as we talk about the RV, all the different types of intel and where we are. And we're going
to
talk again a little bit more about, oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. And we're going to, can you hear me now? Is that better?
It's a little better, but it's still kind of weak.
A little better. Wow. I don't know. Well, anyways, okay. So I will stop talking so we can go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in to the call. And let's get started with that. All right. Here we go.
I will put myself on mute.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Zora. I think we also need to be able to discuss a little bit about this transition that we're in, since we are still caught in a lot of 3D type of challenges. Okay, so here we go. Here comes Dr. Tom.
Hello there.
Hi, Dr. Tom. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, and we can hear you beautifully as well. So, first of all, we want to say thank you to you for having been on our calls for these many, many, many times over the years, and also to be able to give us information in regards to, you know, our health, but most importantly, I think for the people, you know, it's all about the blessings. And perhaps between you and me, we might be able to at least assist people in understanding, you know, what process should we be following? And, you know, we have Shelton with a more complicated process, and we have the internet people that really don't have all of the information. And then we have individuals like yourself, and I would like to say us as well, that are able to kind of integrate the two and see what would work best for people. So with that being said, Dr. Tom, I know everybody knows who you are. If you can go ahead and take over, say what you wish to say, and let's get started with talking more about the Intel Presence Lead in terms of where we stand, and then all about the process, the different ways of the process that people can follow. So it's all yours, Dr. Tom. Go for it. Thank you so much for being here.
Well,
a little bit about you, if you like, and tell us a little bit more about what you've been up to lately, since we haven't spoken to you, you know, in about the 2 weeks or so.
Oh, well, things are going well. I'm, as many of you know, my journey was basically, you know, grew up as a amateur and professional athlete and got injured alpine ski racing and got a calling to become a healer and became a doctor of chiropractic and naturopath degrees and practiced for 30 years and went through a whistleblowing situation and woke me up and all of a sudden opened up Divine Source and ran into people like you and Zareya and Q and all sorts of people. And now we're putting out a mission to help the world, and what an exciting time to be here. So we have a lot of information to go over today, and I want people, if it's a little bit too fast, you can go back to the recording and listen to it. But I want to give the big picture. So kind of just take a deep breath and we can kind of see where we're at. We need to know that the RV is just a small event here. there's thousands of other things that are transforming this new earth, and we are, the RV is just a small portion. And once we realize that, what's surrounding all of that, it makes our better understanding. We need to get on a frequency of, we're going into a different dimension, a new earth and disclosure and everything. So a little background. I know I've gone over this before. I'll be brief on it, but we've gone over from draining the swamp to end this cabal over the last 50 to 100 to 1,000 years, right? The controllers back in the early 1200s were the Mongolians. They had to be dethroned, and the Phoenicians and the Pacers and the Rothschilds. So that's been moving along over a period of time. They've made this planet a prison planet. And now we're going through devolution, which is the world governments are now being taken down and reestablished from, and the countries, the new constitutions, the new restored republics down to the states. The states are now going to be the new republic, restored republic, down into the counties, down into the city councils, the ones that control all of our schools and all this other types of things that are going on in those areas. So this process is reforming and reestablishing this corrupt cabal that has been going on in this planet, all being taken down of evil. It's also the process of the biggest things on the planet, child trafficking, drugs, wars, the wars that were all for profit. So those are all being removed, and that had to be removed before this blessing is coming. Then the banks had to be redone. The central banks had to be restructured. The banks were just set up for by the cabal, okay? Now we're moving over to the QFS, right? Then we have the wealth, et cetera, moving on. Then we have the transfer from the QFS over to the new transfer from the SWIFT system, which will be on to what we call the XRP, okay? So that's kind of where that is. Then we have the wealth of the cabal has to be transferred from the cabal back to the people, right? And the Chinese elders established, had all the wealth they had thousands of years ago, was to reestablish this plan, but they were robbed. They were defrauded. The Rodriguez Trust, the Saint-Germain Trust, the other trusts was taken from them, gold was taken from them. But that's all been put back into place, right? So that's kind of where we're at with the oversoul. So we had to have this big shift of thousands and thousands of years of corruption. And this has been going on since 1913, this program to get this back to where we are. So now we're at the final changeover. Everything is done. God has won. We are here. So let's kind of go over. So that's the broad spectrum. We had to do this big shift. Everything was disclosure and everything. So I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit. So to get ready here, and I'll be repeating myself here, but let's get ready to what's going on here. So we're going to have what's going to happen. First, the EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, will be coming out, and that will be coming out with disclosure of the new U.S. Treasury-backed asset gold, right? And then will be announcements of the new QFS, the SARA announcements. Then we'll have I'm just doing a brief overview, emails, 800 numbers, and then we'll have information on the regional call centers, redemption centers, other types of announcements on the IRS, announcements on the new consumption tax, new food items, clothing, medication, all sorts of new technologies being released. Then, in the same time, we're going to have martial law, which is already implemented, lockdown of local areas. And once again, we don't know if this is all going to come out, but, you know, stay in your house till further notice. It could be 3 to 10 days, so make sure you have enough food and water and funds in there if that does happen. You'll be instructed through the EBS. There'll be 8-hour segments, 24/7. There'll be broadcast programming news, events showing the, you know, basically the evildoers, tribunals, executions, other types of things will be going on. And then also going back to information about going back to common law judges, et cetera. So
okay, can I stop
that's
you
kind
right
of,
there, Dr.
Yeah.
Let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go backwards a little bit. All right, so everybody already knows about the EBS. And this is going to be the disclosure of all of the lies and the truth that that is. And so that's why communications, are going to be shut down. So at that time, it's going to be a real wake-up call for the people that have been so asleep. That is where we need to be there for those, our family members, et cetera, and friends that we know of that are going to be just, you know, they're going to go nuts. The other part of it also is that when we're talking about you have to have, 3 days or 10 days or 2 weeks of food and clothing, not food, but especially food and supplies that you need. You know, again, if you've got to do everything that we're doing right now without fear. If you feel you need to be able to stock up on some things, then go ahead and do that. But don't go ahead and buy all the toilet paper or whatever you want over at Walmart. Please do not do that. That causes a lot of death, anxiety, and stress.
Yeah.
That is causing one to do that. Do not do that. Know that everything all is in place. Everything is already done. So we're just playing out this movie at this time. So you are the ones that are fully awakened to be able to understand this. I think what's most critical for all of you right now is about the RV, which is a small segment of this evolution that we are taking, which is to shift the entire world, not just in terms of peace and prosperity on the planet, but we're talking about that huge shift into 5G, which Dora and Dorea are always talking about now, and then including inner earth people. So that being said, if we go back again to the EBS, Dr. Tom, and also about the martial law, I have found also that, and I know Zora will say, it has to be done gradually to wake people up. So it's already started, as we know, as Dr. Tom knows already. So there have been lots of communication stops and goes, and a lot of people already have realized that. A lot of people also were talking about Nasara Gasara. Some people already have had, debt forgiveness, but it hasn't been for everyone. A lot of testing still going on to make sure that the cabal, the bad guys, are out of the way. So at this point of the game where we are, maybe we can kind of, and I just wanted to mention to people that we have the light, we have the alliance, we have the White House, the military that are all in place to make sure that everything goes in great detail to make sure that this is going to assist us and this process is going to go very smoothly for everyone. So just pay attention, but don't go overboard on anything that you think that you have to do, because you are very well protected from the galactic. I know Zora will tell you that. Lots of people will tell you that. Dr. Tom will tell you that. So let's take it again from maybe we talk a little bit about Nisara Gosara as well as all of this implementation is going forward.
Yeah, well, that's, I think that's a good briefing, is just know that everything will be this, the military is in control of everything. The world militaries have come together with the Alliance, with the Galactics, everyone is, and Q, they're all working together. And they, it's all on an algorithm of what's going on. If the population of the world, how they're waking up, they'll announce something, they see how it goes and resonates. So it didn't want to create fear and chaos of what's going on. And so you're right, Jane, that's going to be over a period of time. So I just kind of wanted to outline there's going to be a lot of announcements and stuff. But the biggest thing is enjoy this process. You're going through the greatest history of time this has ever happened on this planet. Enjoy the moment. Don't be in fear. Enjoy the, you know, just enjoy this so you'll be able to tell your grandkids or your generation about the story that's happening now. That's what's the great thing about it. But anyway, so let's get back to kind of, I'll do some preparation again, a little bit new information that we got for the process, and then I'll do some current updates that we got at the end here. So, you know, once again, some basic stuff, just get ready, have your currency all on your tally sheet, have all your currency separated, you know, bundled up that way. Make sure you have your outline of your humanitarian projects and kind of practice them to, because you'll be going over those at the exchange and months down the road. You'll be meeting with your, when you get there, you'll meet with different individuals that will help guide you. Once again, don't worry about whether you have a trust or all these other things. It's okay. We'll kind of go over that. But just make sure you have everything ready to go. You know, when you get there, arrive 10, 15 minutes early. Make sure you, you know, sit in your car and relax, take deep breaths. Make sure you... when you go in, that you, you know, have a light jacket, because I'm sure the offices will be, you know, running their air conditions, you know, and do all the standard things you would do before a meeting, you know, go to the restroom and all those things. Make sure you bring in your driver's license, your passport, some IDs that you have, also to... we're not quite sure of this, but, you know, statements, you know, where you live, utility bill, electrical bill, if you have that, you know, because that'll kind of be scanned. They're going to scan you. First of all, mainly the idea is they don't want to make sure that you are a criminal and terrorist or whatever. Then you'll be asked to go over you sit down in a room. And you'll be able to, you know, they'll go over your procedures, and they'll you put out and run all your currencies and your bonds through proof of verification. Make sure you go over slowly with what, you know, listen to what they're saying. Go over the tally sheets, just double check that. And you're going to be getting a lot of information of kind of what's going on in those areas. You'll have the different currencies. You'll have your bonds. That'll be separate from all your other currencies. You'll want to there'll be a lot of information, and you can bring in, if you want to bring in someone with you, as, you know, your husband or wife or a partner or whatever, to kind of make sure that you know what's going on. If you don't understand anything, ask a question, okay? Write everything down. We don't know what they'll be handing out, but all we know is that things are going to change, and I'll kind of move over to currently what's going on. Once again, even with what we know, okay, no one has been given the information out there of what's going to happen. They're being trained as we speak. But currently, and then I'll kind of go over where the rollout is right now. So currently right now, they're having massive meetings worldwide, mainly in Zurich, and tabletop type of meetings, evidently for next week. A lot of the funds are coming from Dubai and the SARA and the elders. They're releasing on Monday the new ISO 222. This is how money is transferred around. They're testing it. And what's going to be released first is funds for military governments, and then the tier one, the whales, and then the public or the lessers. Okay, that's kind of what's going on now. So what we're waiting for now is next week is the new rainbow currency to become public, and then also to be signed off on the world courts, and then the U.S. Treasury, and then everything will be put on to the Forex, right? And then we'll have 800 numbers will be released through the Internet, through your site, Jane, Dinar Recaps. Then what happens is some of the local banks will be calling their people. And also, too, you can go in now, especially the ones, the banks that have, you walk in and all of a sudden they've changed everything around. They've added rooms. So go into your bank where you normally go and say, hey, I'd like to talk to your wealth manager or whatever, and say, I'm inheriting some money or whatever. Hey, do you know anything about the dinar exchange? Well, no, we don't, but just get a contact, okay, and then establish their name, and then they might call you in. Then, so basically what we're looking at now from what we determined is that it's going to be a slow rollout. There's not going to be a shotgun approach. It's going to be in layers, right? Other funds, so the funds are going to be released from St. Germain Heritage Fund, the Debt Jubilee. Other codes are going to be released in that area. Bank meetings are being done all in the central part of the country, and regional banks are being trained as we speak. Okay, so the U.S. what we're waiting for now is the USN, the new rainbow currency, to be released. And then that way it's going to be set up on Starlink and that the broadcast system. So the internet, supposedly we're hearing, will be transferred over to the new Starlink that will run everything, the QFS and the broadcasting system, those type of things.
Let's go backwards a little bit, Dr. Tom, if you will. Okay, so when the 800 number, well, first of all, in preparation, going back to that point, okay, so let's say the 800 numbers are out already, right? And so then you call the 800 number, right? Now, a lot of people already should know this already. When you have an 800 number, they're going to ask, specific questions about you and what kind of currencies you may have. They also will want to know your zip code, the zip code where you want to be able to exchange. May not necessarily be in your city. There was a question by someone in regards to, well, maybe I should do it in a different town because I don't want people to know that I may feel unsafe doing it where I live because it's a small town. Then everybody will know that I've got billions of dollars or whatever. So where is that safety net for people in order for them to be able to exchange in their particular locale?
Well, I don't really think that you have to go to another town unless you live in a town of 30. But got to remember that when you do your exchange, the banks, you walk, let's say you walk into Jonesville with, you know, 2,000 people, right? And it's a small town. You go in and there's a Bank of America there. You go and do your exchange. And the thing is that on the QFS, the only person that will see that, they'll transfer it on the QFS. So then you go up 2 days later to go to the teller and you want to transfer some money. They can't see your account. No one can see your account. Only you can see your account. Okay.
Good.
So,
yeah,
and if you go out and buy your, you know, Lamborghini or whatever and you're in a small town, well, that's your choice. You know what I mean? Or you move up. So you can do a low key, but the people in that town are going to receive their funds too from Social Security increase, everything else. You can keep a low profile and, you know, you really don't want to be strutting it around. That's important. Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other thing, too, since we're talking about privacy and security, we're still talking about the non-disclosure agreements, correct? NDAs. And the NDAs are not quite as complicated as they had been.
Yes. Once again, we don't know, but I'm hearing that the only NDAs will only be with the ZIM and maybe with the currencies.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Because of that. So that's just from a legal standpoint, we don't know.
Okay.
So
at this point, Dr. At this point, Dr. Tom, when we're talking about the ZIM and the currency, at this point, again, there's no lockdown of rates yet. So do not ask on your question that you may have today about the rates, because that's not confirmed yet, because it's not time. We haven't gotten the notifications that it is right now. So it's all about preparation right now at this point. So do you want to talk a little bit about rates or no?
Yes. So what I'm hearing is if everyone thinks that there's going to be, you know, 10 million billionaires right off the bat, that ain't going to happen. Okay.
Right.
So what we're going to have is it's going to be a slow process like the ZIM. Okay. And once again, this is what we're hearing is that with your ZIM, we'll say you'll be able to, 80% will be to your humanitarian projects and 20% will be your personal. On that 20%, you'll get 1% the first day. And then the 30 days later, you get 90%. And then 90 days later, you get 20%. We don't know those, but that will be a rollout on that. The currencies, we're hearing that you'll be paid face value for those. And if it's large amounts, it could be tiered out over time. We don't know yet. Because what they're looking at is they want to qualify you to see whether you can you have to be set up if you're like let's say you've never had more than $1,000 in your savings account and you are you're a checker at a grocery store, you've been there for 30 years and you're making okay money, but all of a sudden you come into this wealth, they want to make sure that you set up with a wealth manager and manage all that money over a period of time. Okay, that's what they're looking at. So the rates, we don't know. We're hearing also, too, that you might be able to go through and propose different types of rates. We don't know that yet. It could be over time. But just be prepared to listen and go from there. So that's kind of where we're at with that. Set up your... You'll be setting up your different accounts to transfer money around to different banks. So basically, it's an educational thing, and don't expect And write down, make sure you write down your current needs that you need. I want to pay off my house. I need to buy a car. I need to, there's some people that, you know, are living in their cars. There's some people that, you know, you'll write down your list of your necessities right off the bat. So I would say that we'll be given the information over time.
Okay. So the other question also that comes to mind, obviously, is for all of the people that are outside of the United States, remember that for the United States, what we can exchange or redeem for is higher than outside of the United States. That's why if you have, you know, if you have a bank here in the United States, that would be helpful, or relatives or whatever, you could help them out as well. But you will be able to help them out anyway, you know, because of how you're going to lay out your trust when it's time. And so, again, I just want to reiterate for people, if you have not done so, it is time, you know, don't spend a lot of time, but be prepared at least for the simple process of when you receive the 800 numbers, that you have what it takes for the basics to be able to go in. And if you're not, if you feel like you're going to get confused, you know, you can always go and ask for, you know, a manager, a banker, or someone who can assist you in the process of understanding this. So if you've never been in business, never worked with trust, never did anything in terms of financial insurance processes at all, not to worry. And also not to worry if you live in the boonies either, because you will be given the appropriate place where you can go ahead and exchange. And again, I want to reiterate again, when you go in, if you want to have this if you want to be able to do big projects, let's say I'm 90 years old, right? And I know that my bids are coming, but anyway, let's say it's 90 years old. I'm a little bit slow. You know, I'm pretty kind of forgetful. I'm not moving as quickly as I want to. You know, now you got to think about it in terms of the reality in which you live in. So, you know what? I don't want to spend the rest of my 10 years left or 20 years left, even though eventually everybody's going to get into a bed. But you got to think about in terms of what you are capable of doing now. Remember also that it isn't about the finances that you have to concentrate on. You have to think about the health in which you are. You know, if I have got, if I'm obese and I have diabetes and I'm on insulin, et cetera, you know, those are things that you need to be concerned about right now in terms of moving forward. How much can you do and you got a ton of them or whatever currency and you're in that state, that is not, and you meet up with the QFS or anyone of your bankers or wealth management people, think about the reality in which you are in before you make big decisions. Oh, I have 100 projects that I want to take care of. Be realistic and with your expectations and what you think you can do. You may want to be able to let go of some of that and make sure that that gets reappropriated to other people that are going to be able to do that with you. So I don't know whether Dr. Tom probably has something to say in regards to one's capacity for being able to handle all of the abundance or the funds that will be coming at them.
Yeah, so like for myself, I already have my financial team that I've already had. So in that team is a wealth management team that I'm working with, okay? And in that preparation, because I've run my own businesses and everything else, but for someone who's coming in and you'll meet with a financial planner, and let's say you want to do some trust, they'll give you information, and over time, over a couple of months, you'll look at it. So let's say you're Jerry Jones, and you're a car mechanic, and you just kind of pooting along, and you'll establish, and you have gotten $10 million, and then that way they'll say, okay, well, what would you like to invest in? And do you have any humanitarian projects? Well, I'd like to help out my grandchildren and my kids. And they'll get together with a trust attorney, and you'll do financial planning. It'll be all laid out over time, so you just don't go out and be like a lotto winner and blow it all. And they want to make sure that that money goes to not evil or drugs or terrorism or whatever. So you're going to have financial planners there to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just relax. If you've never been through this before, it's okay. Start studying. You know, you can start reading now about financial planning. Go on the internet and look how they do things. And it's very
mm-hmm.
simple, but just take your time. Everything is going to be okay. You can have trust made up afterwards. You don't have to have them now. You can make
Correct.
Them up later. Okay, so these
right.
people think, are worried
Absolutely.
About you got to have this trust or whatever. No, you
I
don't.
Know.
Okay,
and
it,
I have
it'll
to
all
know
be
so
done.
Much. I can't. Yeah, people think that they
mm-hmm.
have to. They have to really learn so much, and that's you're not going to learn all of that overnight. You're not going to learn that in 4 weeks. You know, if you go to school, high school, or you know, college, you know, it takes time for you to be able to learn all of that. So give yourself a break. I think really, first of all, that people really need to concentrate on their health and where they're at right now. If I live in a car, you know, what is going to be my concern? And if I'm not healthy, what is going to be my main concern in order to be able to go forward? So I think that takes precedence over anything else besides the basics of the process. Don't make it as complicated as you think it is, because it only causes you a lot of stress. So there's an easy
right.
way of doing it. I can't reiterate more about the process that we will also endorse, which is don't worry. You know, you've got it. You've got everything all lined up. You've got, you know, what you want to do. You know, wait for the process. You know, you're going to meet up with your trust team. You're going to be meeting up with your wealth management team who know all about investing, who know all about trust, how to be able to, you know, share this with family, and et cetera. Take it nice and slow. So I want to go through that process one more time with you, Dr. Tom, if I may. So when you get a call, so let's just say I'm me, and you are the 800 number, and then you're also going to be my banker. So the 800 numbers come out. Okay. So I call up the 800 number. Hello. This is Gloria, and I live in Los Angeles, and I have a bank here that is a tier one, and it's Bank of America, et cetera. And I have Jim, and I have some dinar. And now what do I need? And I need transportation. Can I get transportation as well?
Oh, absolutely. We can have someone pick you
okay.
up.
Okay. Oh, really? Well, I live in Los Angeles, but I'm in a nursing home. Is there any way you can help me?
Oh, absolutely. Do you have a granddaughter or anyone you know that can help you a little bit with phone calls
yeah.
and setting up an appointment? And who do you bank with?
No, I Bank of America.
Okay. Well, we can. Do you have a savings account or a checking account with them?
Yes, I do have a checking account with Bank of America.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, you can contact your bank if you can. Maybe have where you're staying, have maybe one of the assistants there call them up, and then
okay.
you can talk to a representative there, and then maybe we can come out to you and provide some services for you.
Well, that would be very kind. Oh, all right. Okay. All right, and then what do I do? What should I do now? Is that all I have to do then? And wait for somebody to come and see me or somebody to talk to me, and then we'll go through the process of me getting allocated.
Yeah, they're really good, because most of those people have worked with a lot of senior citizens who
okay.
you know have
right.
sold their houses or firms, and they'll set up different programs for them and explain them in detail. What
okay.
you'd like to do. And they'll be monitored, too.
Okay.
There's no more corruption
right, now,
in banks, we
okay.
hope.
So let's just say, okay, now I'm done, and now I want to be able to, so I really don't have to go to a redemption center or a bank per se, or the place I need to go to if I give them my, because of my complicated situation. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay, I appreciate that so much. All right. So now the other question I have is I'm another person, and I'm Joe, and I'm going over there to, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, yeah, I got to give you my zip code. I'll give you my zip code, and then I'm going to go over there now. Now, when I go there, I need to have my, you know, like my portfolio, my everything is already in order. This is what I want to do, et cetera. So I'm walking in into the bank now, right? I was able to get there. If I don't have a companion, I can go there. Should I take an Uber or should I get a taxi to take me there? How should I do that? Because I don't want them to know what I'm doing.
No one will know what you're doing. You can drive there. No one's following you.
You can just drive there without a problem.
You can,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Car,
you don't need to
take
a taxi.
I can take an no, if I don't have a car, I could take an Uber or something like that, right? They could just drop me off at the bank.
Absolutely, or have a friend take you.
Okay, without a problem.
Have a friend take
okay,
you. And,
cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay, so I'm going in right now, and I'm properly dressed in business attire. I've got my little bag of information, et cetera, plus all my currencies, all of my currencies. I have to take all of them, right? I can't save any for like 6 months from down the road.
No, you take everything that you have, everything, all your currencies, everything that you have, and bring them in all at once. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I suppose that's probably the best way. And, okay, so, all right, and then when I go in there, are they going to, somebody's going to just kind of say hello to me and then sit me down, or do I have to ask for anyone in particular?
No, they'll have stations. You'll walk in, there'll be most likely security there, already there.
Oh, okay.
And what,
oh,
it may not
right.
be a bank.
Okay.
It may be another office, redemption center or whatever.
Okay.
And you
okay.
may have U.S. Marshals or security there, and you'll check in.
Okay.
So you'll have stations.
All
you'll
right.
go to this station, to this
okay.
station. Kind of like voting. You know,
okay.
you go in.
Okay.
right. You do this station, and you go over here, you do here. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, that's, I'm so happy okay. that you're mentioning this to me. I feel much more comfortable now. I don't have to worry about anything. I mean, they're going to help me when I get there. Because you know what? I really don't have a trust. I really don't know many. You know, I've only spoken to a couple of, advisors, wealth advisors. But I don't know too much about trust. And I really need to be able to find somebody that I can really get along with. How am I going to do that when I'm there? Choose somebody, or will they be chosen
well,
for me?
Everything will be outlined. They have everything prepared for you. They'll be going over everything from how it's going to your exchange is going to work, and all your investments, where you want to put your money, where it's going to be stored. All your codes and everything. So everything will be done for you, so don't worry.
Okay.
They
all
already
right.
have it planned out. It's very good.
Okay, I have a question.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Tom, by the way, the other thing, too, is I've heard a lot about family offices. I mean, is it really critical to have a family office?
No, I have one myself, but no, you don't have to have a family office. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Very good. Okay.
You got
to
remember
right.
each bank will have their wealth managers, like a Morgan Stanley, those type of things in those banks. And now they've
okay.
been prepared to do this stuff. So there's not going to be no hanky-panky going on in these banks anymore because they're being followed. There's not going to be any more scandals. Because they're arresting all these bad bankers as we go along, too. So. Everything's
okay.
going to be tracked,
okay, now
so your money is safe.
Yeah. How about, you know, I can work on my computer and on my phone. Can I bring either one of those to my meeting?
You can bring your phone in. We're not quite sure
okay.
whether you have to leave them outside or record or whatever.
Okay.
And we're also hearing
all right.
that you may be given a Q phone or a Tesla phone.
Oh.
We don't know any of that stuff, but. Just be at ease.
And
it's going to...
Uh-huh. Well, why
we don't know
I have
because
to have
you're not,
a new phone? I already have my phone. Well, that's the only one that I really know how to use. I don't know about anything about a Q phone or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Tesla, whatever. Yeah.
They've got it all laid out. They've got it all laid out. We don't know. We don't know, even know ourselves.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
It's all going to be okay.
Okay. And so when the 800, am I going to be able to go in like immediately, or am I going to be the 100th person before I go in? Is it going to take a couple of days for me before
you can set your appointment for next week. You can, or 2 months out or 3 months out. You don't have to do it right away.
Really? Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. That's really mm-hmm. nice. And you know, by the way, while I'm talking with you, sir, I also have I have family also that lives in Bulgaria, and what about them? I mean, that's my majority of family there. How am I going to be able to help them with the funds that I have now?
Well, you'll sit down with your wealth manager or whoever's at the bank and financial planner, and they'll be able to tell you how you can transfer funds to them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice. Oh, I really, really appreciate your help, sir. It's a relief to understand, to know that I'm going to be safe and I'm going to be able to go through this with ease in terms of the process, because I have a few projects that I want to be able to help with. So I'm sure that we'll have all kinds of assistance when we get there. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the process is going to be how long, you think?
20 minutes. And then you'll be coming back to do your exchange, and then you'll be coming back and meeting with financial planners and stuff down the road, whether it's a couple days later or a couple weeks later. So right now, just to exchange your money and then go over the procedures. And once again, on a side note, Jane, that no one's been told the exact procedures or what's going to happen.
Correct.
Okay.
We
don't know that.
Funded.
This is just information what's been put out there. They didn't want to disclose really what's going to go on because it's top secret. And I think everyone will be happy with it. So, so to kind of end up here, Jane, is that, that when you talked about health and enjoying everything, I'll kind of use an example where I'm at. Okay. So I'm moving back to a certain area like Tahoe, and my humanitarian projects are to open up holistic hospitals. I've already created a team. We're looking at structures, and we're also putting in the energy enhancement scalar wave technology and other technologies and med beds and all that planning. But the team that I'm working with, we're doing retreats. So we've kind of come to a thing where you're enjoying the day. So we'll have a meeting. Like, we just had a meeting the other day, but we went out and decided to go skiing. You got to enjoy being out in nature and learning to take care of yourself and get on the right frequency. So, and not work 80 hours a day on this, you know. So it's waking up every day and moving into the higher dimensions and enjoying everything.
Absolutely.
So if you're putting this stuff together, just enjoy it. Take care of your health. We are moving back to that place of love and joy and happiness. And it's like Hugh always said, I always listen to him when I talk to him, is, you know, stay in your highest joy and excitement and creativity. And enjoy this journey that we're moving into, because we're going to see this new world, amazing place.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of a nutshell what I have today. But I'd like to end with one thing. So I would like to, and thank you for your appreciation towards me and helping, and I just love to help people too. And I'd like to say for everyone listening, to much gratitude for Jane and Zoraya and Zora over the years for helping our program and our progress. We don't know when this is going to happen. It could be next week. It could be into April. But we know everything's done, and it's a divine plan. And what I would like to do is really, and you can give me and announce the information. You know, we haven't talked about this, but I would really like everyone to support Jane and Zoraya by giving a donation, because they have spent so much time and money and helping out. And Jane works around the clock. He works way too much, as far as I'm concerned. So I want everyone today or this week to donate, whether you have $5 or $10 or $20 or $100 or $1,000. And Jane, I want you to, where they can send that to help that out, because you guys deserve that. More than anything.
You're very kind.
And so if you can just announce where we can send a donation to you guys. Because people don't know what you guys go through, and I would like everyone to just to do that today, if you would, please.
Okay. I'm going to do that right now, and thank you so much for your big support, Dr. Kam. You've been an immense help in helping bringing out the information that we all need regarding not just about the intel, but regarding really moving into higher frequencies and what to do with yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally to be able to get to those higher vibrations. And, you know, from Matura, and you know, thank you for all of your support in that endeavor as well, spiritually and not just on a financial basis. So thank you so much. And I say that on behalf of everyone that loves you, and I really wish you well, and going forward, we will continue to support you in any way we can. As we support everyone else that's on this call all of the time by having these calls, whether it's about inner earth or hollow earth, that movement into our higher fifth dimension is already here. It's already happening. So, and Dr. Tom knows that. We all know that. So, yes, we're still in this fluctuating program of being in 3D and 5D, but you can always be in 5D whenever you really wish. Stay out in nature as much as you can. In hollow earth and inner earth, they're out in nature 24/7. And I know that's impossible for us because so many of us are still caught into jobs and this debt slavery that's going to be gone really soon. But if you would like to be able to kind of help Billy and myself as we transition as well, and probably have to move, you can send your funds to, you can send it to Telos, T-E-L-O-S, girl, G-I-R-L, at yahoo.com. Again, it's under Billy Woodard, and it's Telos, T-E-L-O-S, Telos, girl, G-I-R-L, at yahoo.com. And also, you could do Zelle. And if you want to do Zelle, you can send it to my phone number. And again, it's under Jane Stevens at 719-428-9746. So thank you so much for all of your help. Thank you with that, Dr. Tom. Thank you for thinking about us. And again, thank you so much again for being here. The next time we talk, I think it's all going to be about it. It's time. It's time to get notified. And maybe last words there at that time, to bring in a little bit of calmness and serenity as, oh, my gosh, we're here already. I can't believe it, right? Kind of state. So with that being said, Dr. Tom, we love you dearly. Thank you so much for being here on our call for today.
Great. Well, much love to you guys. And
lots of love
we'll
to
talk
you,
soon.
Always. You bet. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Bye-bye.
You bet.
All right. Okay, everyone. We have about 30 minutes left. And I'm going to be bringing in Zora again. Zora? Hello? Zora, are you here? Oh, I think, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and...
Hello?
See where... Oh, Zoraya?
No.
Hello?
It is I.
Oh, and Zora. Hi, Zora. Wasn't that that was a great call that we just had with Dr. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I know we have three questions coming up here. I don't know whether this is for Dr. Tom or this is for you. So I'm going to go ahead and open up because we only have about 34 minutes, and I do have a couple of questions for you from people as well. So let me open up the first one that's coming up, and that's 435 ending in 1076. Just let us know who you are.
You're not, you're not, I want my own personal guy. I don't want to see. But nothing is doing
okay.
Hello?
All right, we'll let you go.
Nothing to do with you.
I'm sorry? Okay, we'll have to talk to that person later. All right, next person is 719 ending in 0341.
Jane, this is Lorraine in Monument.
Oh, yes. Hi,
Jane.
Hello.
My question
yes?
is, can I still get a consultation from Zur?
You may. Just go ahead. Do me a favor. Just go ahead and text me again, Lorraine.
You know what,
and,
Jane? We don't text. I'm sorry. Can we set up some sort of appointment?
Text. Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just write your name down, all right, so that I can get back to you after this call, okay?
All right. Thank
you. Okay. This is Lorraine. Okay, you bet. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, this is Lorraine. All right?
Bye-bye.
Okay, all righty, bye-bye. Okay, next caller is 443 ending in 3632. 3632. Hello? Hello? Okay. 443 ending in 3632. Okay. All right, well... It's okay. I know that, and really, that's really all of the questions that we have for today. So I have a few questions, two or three questions that have come up also, Zora, that they had texted to me. And one, I want to say one, and back again to, we're talking about TV here, is I want to say thank you to Eric, you know who you are, and he's questioning that the chemtrails, Zora, are the chemtrails still coming out. I don't think I've seen any over here in Nevada. I don't know, but apparently they're still out there. Could you tell us the status of the chemtrails presently?
They're diminishing.
Okay, but they're still out there.
Of course.
Okay. And they will be diminished by when, Zora?
When they're done.
Is that going to be at disclosure, or is it going to be before disclosure, you think?
Most likely before.
Okay. You know what?
The governmental disclosure will bring an end to those.
Oh, the EBS will stop it, right?
Indeed.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, thank you for that. The other thing also that Eric had sent information about is that New Hampshire apparently is the second state to ban chemtrails. So I don't know what's going on with all the other states, but we should really talk to our governmental people in whatever state you're in to stop with the chemtrails. But we also heard, Zora, on another note, in terms of what is flowing out, there are some jets out there that are putting in or dropping positive, on the ground to help in our evolution or help to clean up the air. Is that also true?
Yes.
So we have jets coming from the galactics that are doing that as well? Or is that from the Alliance, the military?
A mixture of both.
So of both what?
Both military and galactic.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's very, very good to know. Okay. So I guess there's another question in regards to, well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we already know that, I had to go back again to the taxes and everything else. I think we just have to wait until everything really gets defined as far as our notifications and instructions. Okay, guys. Let me see. I think I had another question for you.
There's regarding Adrian and Leo, again, the replay will be coming out. I apologize that it's been delayed, but that will be coming out before Thursday. And as far as, should we, you know, talking about fear, Zora, and there's still information out there that we should be, you know, making sure that we have 2 to 3 weeks of, you know, food and water, et cetera. How do you feel about that as we go through the process of this RV and the EBS? Zora?
Yeah.
So what do you think about 2 to 3 weeks of making sure that you have enough for food and stuff?
If that's what you wish you want to do, then do it.
But it's not necessary?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that thank you for that. We got that covered then. All right. So hold on a minute, Zora. I think there was a couple of other questions. Let me see. Just a second. Let me just take a look at my... hold on. I can't wait for the new phones to come out. Okay, so another question is will the med beds be safe for us to use? Well, of course they're going to be safe for you to use. There are going to be different kinds of med beds that will be coming out. You want to make sure that the med beds that you go into are the ones that are formulated or put together, structured from off-world technology, correct, Zora?
Correct.
So when we go to the redemption centers and we say we want to be in a med bed, or we would like to have an appointment to get into a med bed, or I have a friend or relative that needs to be in a med bed, the med beds at the redemption centers or wherever we go, are they going to be the ones that are made in the U.S.? Listen to me. Or are they going to be the med beds that are off-world technology? Do you have a feel for that, Zora? I know that everything has to, a lot of it is 3D stuff, but... I guess how about this? I think you guys are going to know if they can do age regression, if they can actually do a lot of the things that have been mentioned about the med beds, like some site prints. Now, of course, you know, there's always people there that think that she's not real, et cetera, but she is. And... but at least go ahead and get started. Remember, the med beds that you will be going to they should be free, because they are meant to be free, right, Zora?
Yes.
Okay, and they are safe, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There's going to be an eclipse coming up on April the 8th. Do you have any thoughts about that? Are you in, I don't know whether you think about our eclipses or not. You know, that's what we go by here on the planet, on the surface. But do you have any thoughts about the eclipse that's coming in 4/8?
Hmm.
Zora? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, any thoughts about the eclipse or no? You can just say yes or no.
What about the eclipse?
The eclipse that's coming up on April the 8th. And I know you're not in time, but we're talking about an eclipse beginning of April the 8th. Is there anything significant about that particular eclipse?
Of the sun or the moon?
I have no idea. But let's go. We're going to be done here very shortly. We'll put that on hold for right now. Another question comes. This is from Gloria and Matt. Anyway, so the question is, people are talking about a deluge where we would not be safe from water at least 200 miles inland from the shores. Is that true, or do we have to be worried about that or concerned about it? Do you think, and I know that you've already spoken a lot about the coastlands and that we're going to be adding, the earth is going to be coming up rather than it's going to be deluged or we'll have, water coming inside instead.
It's going to be expanding.
I'm sorry?
The earth is going to expand.
Right.
Going to gain more land.
Right. And can you tell us, forecast that, Zora? When do you think that's going to occur? Is it safe to be, on the coast of any country or a state or whatever for the next foreseeable future? Or when will I know the expansion has already started, but if I lived in San Francisco right now, am I going to be safe there for the next 100 years, you think? Or should I move inland for right now?
It is up to you.
So if in the next 20 years, because we're talking about events, so in the next 20 years, do you think there is going to be a flood so that I better be moving inside instead for the foreseeable 10 years in San Francisco, let's say?
Well, understand. And when you come to the coastlines, the best thing for you to do is to do what is termed as to construct a pyramid or a few pyramids along the coastline. Because when you do that, you will ward off any bad events.
Well, that would be similar also for the DPE, remember, from Richard Presser? He had mentioned he had a formula.
As well.
Yeah.
You want to buy the bigger ones.
The bigger ones.
To cover the entire cities.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you
don't want to use the DPE, you can always build a 100-foot pyramid in different intervals along the coast, and I guarantee you, you will not have any tsunamis, you will even ward off earthquakes.
Okay, so that should be number one for somebody who lives on the coast to be able, as a project, is to be able to save, to ward off all of the deluge of water or the flooding potentially in those particular areas. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Very good, Zora. I appreciate that. Okay, that's good. All right, thank you for that. All right, okay. So I think we're kind of back to basics here, Zora. So I know we've spoken a lot about the RV, thank you to Dr. Tom and also for his thinking of supporting us. And I gave everybody our Telos Girl at yahoo.com if they would like to send a love gift. But let's go back really to really what is really important right today. So we're still living in a world that is being that's filled with ego. And I know that the bad guys, right, the dark energy, let's just say dark energy, that that's why we have been enslaved for so long, because of their egos and their need for corruption, to control the world, to control the people in any way that they saw fit. And you also talked about the other earth where people, if they can't, because they're going to have to move anyways, because they're not going to be able to handle the goodness of the light and the high vibes here. So they'll be deposited over into that other second world where they can continue living there. And that may have to include even people that we know and love, because they're not quite there. But if they're just, they're still, if those people that you love are very heart-centered and they care about, and they're all about love and compassion and caring, they will remain and awaken here, because their vibrations are already there, but a little bit dormant and just need a little bit of awakening. So so speaking about egos and people and all of that, let's talk a little bit about people still feeling that they are limited beings, that they feel that they can't move forward from where they are and feel stuck in their whatever situation they're in. What would you say, because in a hollow earth, obviously you guys don't know anything about limitations, because that's not who you are, which is also that is not who we are. So how do we get out of the trap of the ego and the need to, which really is a big limitation for a lot of people? I don't know whether, Zora, do you understand what I'm trying to get at? I guess maybe I should ask it differently. So how do we funnel our energy for positive rather than negative? How do we disconnect from unhealthy dynamics? How do we increase our self-esteem without having to sacrifice all of the time for others? How do we do that, Zora? Because a lot of people that are light workers are also very empathetic, sometimes to the extreme. So how do we put a better handle on that? Do you have any suggestions? Zora? I don't know if I lost Zora or not, guys. Let me see if I can, let me see if I can go ahead and get Zora wants to talk a little bit about Hollow Earth anyway, so let's go ahead and do that. Okay, hang in there for a minute. For a second. Let me see.
We need you.
I'm here.
Okay. Did you want to say something about?
About what?
Well, I had.
Okay, Zora?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. All right. So how can we funnel? How can we funnel more of our positive energy rather than negative energy? Because many people that are especially the light workers who are always very self-sacrificing, who are always thinking about others and themselves, how do we, as light workers, how can we funnel more of our energy towards what we feel is necessary or to be able to get us, to bring, to make us like you guys are in inner and hollow earth of like pure love and light? How can we do that without having to sacrifice ourselves for always others, like our families all the time, which we, a lot of us are doing already? How can we begin to have more of the energy come back to us?
By accessing your God and Goddess powers.
You want to elaborate?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God and Goddess of my being, I receive the knowledge I'm lacking.
The not of unlack, of abundance.
Yes, of course.
So I guess what Zora is trying to say is the more that we can understand and know that we are truly higher beings of love and light, is that, yes, I know that most of us are very caring and want to help our families, et cetera. But in the midst of all of that, but we always have to remember also that we have to take care of ourselves first. It's like going on an airplane. You know, you go on the jet plane and they always say you got to put your mask on first and then your child. Because if you don't and you do it for the child is going to need you first to be okay, and so that you can serve others. It's the same process for all of us here that are on the planet right now. We don't want any of our relatives suffering. We don't want to be able, but you've got to remember what you've got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. So as much as you want to be able to give to others, make sure that you're okay also, so that you're coming from a place of balance. So that's one of the key things that I think most light workers have, some concerns about sometimes, because they're not taking care of themselves. They're giving themselves up for others instead of taking care of themselves first in order to be given to give to others. The same thing with all of the blessings that we receive. Always make sure that you have enough funds for yourself and not giving out everything that you have to everybody else, and then you become one of the people in poverty. And that's just an analogy, but I think I'm talking about in a psychological, emotional, and physical way. Of course, you want to be able to take care of families that are saying, "Hey, you know what? I'm drowning, and I got to get out of. I feel miserable, and I don't know where to go." Well, maybe they need to go and see a therapist. Maybe they need to go into a hospital. They need to do that. Now, but you can't be doing that for everyone around you, because then when do you take care of you? Because the most important thing is we have to be in a state of peace, love, and balance. Balance is so important. And I think that's kind of where things are at right now. When you see all of the chaos, you see all of the suffering and all of that, there's only so much we can do. But the most important thing that we can do, as Zoraya has already mentioned in her paragraph, is that we are the light. We are the love. And so even if you can't be there for them because they're in a different state or wherever else they are, you send them that love all of the time, because love is faster than light. Your light is faster than thought. You don't even have to think anything, and then your love will go in that in the direction where you send it to. Right, Sarah? Am I right? Sarah?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay, last words from you, Sarah, for today, so we can end our call.
What?
How about last words from you?
Well, just remember what I said, that you're gods and goddesses, and you are the light of this world. It is within you. You just need to release it.
We have to let go of the ego. We have to let go of 3D is what we have
get
to do.
Get out of ego.
We have to transition.
Get out of ego. Get out of 3D thinking.
Completely.
Start thinking. Yes, out of it completely. And just be. Just be within yourself.
Yeah. Be the joy that you know that you are. So once
of
you
course.
Feel that joy, then everything else around you will
feel the joy.
Right.
When you start emanating the joy coming from you out to others, then the others will receive it. And when they receive it, they'll want to know where it's coming from.
Right.
And they'll seek you out. Because you're a beacon to them. You're a beacon to the world.
Okay.
You're a beacon to your community. You're a beacon to your state, to your country. You are a very bright beacon. You are pursuing that path. Get out of ego completely. Ego has no future.
And
get
the
out
other
of
part
what
of it.
You call greediness and all of this. Just simply give of yourself, not in a way that will bring harm to you. Give of yourself your surplus of yourself.
Okay, so
in other words, you don't put yourself in harm's way. You simply send forth your love vibrations out to others. And you do that simply by going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And you point the palms of your hands in the direction to send this loving gift that you have, this loving power that you have, and you want to send it out from you out to others.
Even if you can't be with them.
Correct.
And then, so now the other question, Zora, before we end our call, is so many people are suffering from lack, feeling deprived, feeling abandoned, feeling like I can't move, I can't work, I can't do anything. People that have lost their businesses, that have lost family members, people that they know are very ill, and how do we get ourselves so that we don't get so immersed in those issues and just to be able to bring peace? You got to start with you and bring peace first within yourself to be able to help and also know your limits in terms of what you can or cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because you have to be you yourself. Have to be in that joy and in that peace. So it doesn't matter what your challenges are. What can you do today to bring more joy to yourself? Because once you can feel that joy, then you know that everything else that goes out of you is only going to be joy. And that's what you want to do. Once you start feeling some resistance within yourself, then you know there's something there that needs attention to send it that love again so that you can send out more love. So when you feel any negativity coming in within yourself, that's the time to stop. okay, so what is it that I have to, that is coming to me that I have to look at so that I could be in more joy and peace? And pay attention to that, because it mirrors still something within you that is in 3D that needs to be resolved. And bring love and light to it. And do your 5-4-3-2-1 or do the command calls. Either one, I like to combine them both myself. So anyways, and then on this coming Thursday with Adrian and Leo, I just gotta give you this, is that Adrian is going to share also some powerful things that we may be able to partake of that will also bring more healing into ourselves, which is pretty cool. It's all about magic. It's all about, it's really pretty cool because as Zora has always said, they have magic in inner and hollow earth. So we're gonna have a little bit of discussion about that this coming Thursday. So don't miss that. It'll be great fun. So with that being said, we really only have like three more minutes left. I'm going to bring in Soraya for the next couple of minutes as she ends the call.
Of course.
I have no idea. That thought came to me, so I know I have to bring her forward. Okay. So just say a couple of words while I kind of quiet down and bring her through.
Just remember, beloveds, as I have taught you before, always be kind to each other. Just as Yeshua said when he was on the earth, he said, love your neighbor, love yourselves, give out your love vibrations to others, heal others. You have the power within you. Just remember that, and you will be fine. Are you there,
indeed,
my beloved?
I am.
Indeed, you are.
What a wonderful, glorious, and loving day it is, beloved. And beloved one, my call to you is in regards to how to take care of you. Remember that everything starts with you, with the spirit that you are. The love being that you are, the compassion that you are. When you feel that to its, where it feels like it's 100%, you will already be in full fifth dimension. So at this time, we know.
In
fifth density. At this time, we do feel for you. We know what you are going through. And so, again, as much as you want to be able to give so much to the world with your blessings and your love and what you want to do, again, where are you today with that love and compassion for yourself? What are you doing today that is going to fill you with more joy? We feel that all the time in inner and hollow earth. We don't even have to think twice at all about any of that because that is who we are. This is who you are and this is who you are awakening to. Bring forth that love and joy within yourself about all of your possibilities in terms of who you are. You are gods and goddesses of love, of everything that you can imagine. This is who you are. Awaken your DNA to who you are. And that means doing the best for you. And as you do that for you, it will automatically spread out to everybody else in the universe. In the universe. That is how powerful you are. With that, much love to all of you. Take good care, and we'll see you soon. But we are always here for you. Much love to all. And that is all for today.
Indeed. I think you covered that very well.
Thank you, my beloved. So be it.
So be it.